last book of Mimic is something called King and Suitor. Because Mario came to the conclusion that Pshara is Tzicha King. First, he didn't know that Shmami not Pshara is Tzicha King. But the binding force of the Pshara is that we should stop them. We stop them. We move to Oisa Kassim on the case. And the two ways to issue up Pshara both. Either according to Din or according to Yosha. According to Mithim Shira Sadin. So Pshara is a Pshara, but Mithim Shira Sadin. So it's binding without any need for Kabbalah's King. Then Mario comes to the conclusion, though, that despite the fact that this is correct, that the binding force of the Pshara is because it's a Pesach of the Bezdin, you still need a Kinyan. So Tosfos explained why you need a Kinyan, because you can't force the person to agree to the Pshara. If the both parties don't agree in advance, then the Bezdin has no right to force a Pshara down that road. They can only force a Pesach of Din on the problem, but they can't force a Pesach of Pshara. So we need a Kabbalah's Kinyan to demonstrate that it's the late Shalom that they're both agreeing to the Shalom. So that's what it does, makes a Kabbalah's Kinyan with both parties in advance, before they issue the Pesach, before they work on the Hop Shalom in the very beginning, to demonstrate, the Kinyan suitors to demonstrate that the agreement of the both parties to the Shalom is the late Shalom. So where do you find such a thing that Kinyan Suda represents that it's the late Shalom? So we found the Rambam, apparently based on this idea we know, the Rambam and Hilchas Mechira said there were some things that don't require a Kinyan Suda, and even if you make a Kinyan Suda, it doesn't make any sense. He gave an example when a person appoints a Shliach to sell a Chametz, and the Balabatim appoints the Rabbi as a Shliach to sell a Chametz, so the Rambam says it's not necessary for the Baba Bas to make a Kinyan Suda with the Rabbi, and it's not even chal. Even if I make a Kinyan Suda, it's not chal. It doesn't make any sense. Then the Rabbi, so that's why some have the practice not to follow that meaning. The elders have many shtus. The Chazanish and others have such a practice. Many shtus they don't follow. Rambam says it doesn't make sense. Then the Rambam explains it. The Rambam says that it does make sense. That's why our salvation was very reductive on this meaning. The Rambam has a meaning and he says, a very ancient minigame, and explains why it makes sense. It should be medactic on the minute. So the Rambam says that the purpose of the Kinyan Suda is to demonstrate that the Leif Shalom is appointing the Shliach the Leif Shalom. The Kinyan Suda is not so much a Kinyan to make something binding. Usually we used to thinking of the Kinyan Suda, if I want to sell you some property, some car from the top, and say, give me a Suda in exchange for which you claim. Or if I promise to give you $1,000 and you're afraid I'm going to change my mind and I just promise I can always back out, I never promise that I'm going to keep my promise. Former Rosh HaMemshalah said, he never promised going to keep his promise. Even if he did, he never promised to keep that promise, that he's going to keep the promise. But some, I promise I'm going to give you $1,000, but it doesn't make it legally binding. But if I make a Kinyan Suda, that's claim of his kindness, now it's legally binding. So we used to think of a Kinyan Suda, that's a Kinyan, either to be claimed at the end, an object, being a car from the top, or not to be claimed at his kindness, that I owe you $1,000. I owe it to you in a more reversible fashion, not some I owe it to you with scouts on it. My hand said it, whatever I promise. No, I owe it to you, and you can, if I don't want to pay the money, go to Din Zohar, and go to my pastor, and I'm a Din. So the Kinyan Suda clings to Chiyad. Here the Rambam says a different kind of Kinyan Suda. Like Tesh says over here, the Kinyan Suda, when you appoint a Shliach, the Halacha Saget, or the Kinyan Suda, when you appoint a Rabbi as a Shliach for the purpose of the Chiyad Kamut, is just to demonstrate that I'm appointing the Shliach the Leif Shalom, like over here. The Kinyan Suda that the Bezdin makes with the both parties prior to the Pshara is to demonstrate that they're both agreeing to the Pshara of the Leif Shalom, that there shouldn't be any complaints later on. That's why the Rambam adds on, that since this is probably the purpose, this is clearly the purpose of the Kinyan Suda by the meaning of Shliach, the Rambam says, what if the fellow will make a statement when he makes the rabbi the shlich, I am appointing you as a shlich, the life shalom, a mighty with a mighty God is there. And I really mean it 100% right to his back. Man, makes all I wish is the deep word. So then the Rambam says, then you don't need, then there's no sense for the minute. Then the minute doesn't apply. The minute only applies when the Balabas doesn't say, the life shalom, a mighty with a mighty God is there. The mimic of the Suda is to demonstrate that there's a Gemara there. So the question is, where in the world does this come from? A sign from the Gemara. But where did the Gemara get it from us? If Kinyan Suda is to accomplish Kinyonim, to be Makna at the end, or to be Makna his Chayvus, the creator his Chayvus, how can you use Kinyan Suda for a totally different purpose, just to demonstrate that he's agreeing to something, Balaik Shalom. That he's agreeing to enter into Pshara Balaik Shalom, and that he's agreeing to enter into the Mir HaShlichas Balaik Shalom. So we started to explain, Rav Soloveitchik used to, was very fond of this. He would say this at least in Shir, at least every other year. He would say this long Marachet that goes in Salom. That Rav Chaim pointed out there is a Pnei Yeshua in Gittin, the second parak in Gittin, that Kinyan and Karka don't work on the platform, Kinyan and Karka don't work on the platform. The other Natsik Mokko, the Natsik Shema Mokko, it's the same flower pot, and the stuff is growing exactly the same. You can pick them both up exactly the same. When you dig around inside the earth and the flower pot, it will help everything grow better. It's exactly the same. The only difference is that if it has a hole on the bottom of the flower pot, for us it's knuckles. Knuckle means it has a neck on the bottom, then it's considered like karaka. Whatever's growing inside is considered like karaka. And if it's a lotsu shema knuckles, no hole in the bottom of the flower pot, and whatever is inside the flower pot, the earth with the flowers and everything, is considered tovish, considered metalfish. So therefore the Gemara says, if I want to be machna, a flower pot to someone else, so which kinyana work? Does chazaka work? Means digging around. What's a bapur? If you dig a little bit, that constitutes a kinyana chazaka. Does chazaka work? Or does have bear work? If I pick it up, so the Gemara says, well, it depends. If the flower pot has a hole on the bottom, it's finishing the chubur, it's karka, then chazaka will work, and chazaka will not work. And if it doesn't have a hole on the bottom, so the earth and the flower pot with the flowers that are growing, whatever is growing over here, is being a kitovish, then only Habgo will work and Chazaka will not work. So today you should ask the question, but if exactly the same flower pot, with the same earth, with the same flowers, obviously the same. How come over here Chazaka works in Habgo Mashiach don't work, and here's Fakir? So he says, you see from this Gemara, that's Kachem Ba'aloch, Kinyan and Karka don't work on the Talpun, Kinyan and Talpun don't work on Karka. It's not because if I'm selling you a piano, you can't make a chazaka by digging into it. You're going to dig in, you're going to ruin the piano. So that's not a chazaka. It only makes sense to dig into the earth. But to make a fence around the earth only makes sense. If it's a field, it makes a fence. If I sell you a piano, a tuxedo, what are you going to make a fence around it? It doesn't make any sense. No, that's not the reason why. It's exact same flower pot. Kach nema alochi. Kinyan and karka don't work on the tarpaulin. And kinyan and the tarpaulin don't work on karka. And chazaka is a kinyan. Karka is nikkus because of Pishtar Bachazok, and Kinyan and Karka only work on Karka. And the Tafrim is nicknamed the Hagbo de Meshich. There's no Kinyan that shouldn't come in by both. Aye, but we pass in La Locha, there is a Machlos Rabbiach and the Shlokish and Hazor, whether are you calling the Tafrim in Minatora the Hagbo de Meshich, or are you calling the Tafrim in Minatora the Mo'o? So we pass in like this. Some Rishonim, half of the Rishonim Paskin like Rabbi Yechonon, that Bartolom Lo is Kodesh. Most of the Rishonim Paskin like Rabbi Yechonon, that Rashi Paskin like Rishlokish on that Gemara. Because what this says, Rishlokish's opinion is supported by Pesach, and Chumash and by Mishnah and Mevila. But most of the Rishonim don't agree with Rashi. They say that that's what Rabbi just said, Derech Pilta. He didn't really mean Halach HaLamayis, the Paskin like Rabbi Yechonon. Like Rishlokish and the Klal, the regular Klal applies here also. Rabbi himself has this Klal, the Perak HaCholis, and Yivonis, that whenever there's a machlokes between Rabbi Yochanan and Mishlokes, we always pass on Rabbi Yochanan with three exceptions to the rule. This is not one of the three exceptions to the rule. It should be like Rabbi Yochanan. What does Rabbi Yochanan say? That Bartolo by Metalkin, Mo is Tom. So the question begs itself, if Mo is Tom is by Metalkin, but by Karka for sure, or Kesav is Tom? So you have a kinyan that shared in common by Karka and Metalkin. So how can the Pnei Yeshua postulate his plow that Kinyan and Karka don't work on Metalkin, Kinyan and Metalkin don't work on Karka? So then she gave her shir, which Rabbi Elazar Shach has in his sefer also, each independently of the other. They both have the same idea, that the Gemara uses a different expression. By Karka we use an expression, Karka is nikkun to kesu. By Metalkin, nobody says Karka is nikkun. Metalkin is nikkun to kesu. The Gemara says nikkun to mo'os. Why did we change the terminology? What, kesef is a Mishnei Kibur, and mo'os is a Talmudic Kibur? No. So they explain, so they have Shach explain, that you look in the Rambam, you look in the Gemara, they're two different concepts. It's not identical. Moses is one Kenyan, and Kesef is a different Kenyan. And there are cases where it'll be Moses and it won't be Kesef. There are cases where it won't be Kesef and it won't be Moses. Then that's, then, it's done, 75% of the time Moses is going to be Kesef. But there'll be, 12.5% of the time that'll be Moses and it won't be Kesef. And there'll be 12.5% of the time that'll be Kesef and it won't be Moses. 75% of the time they'll be overlapped, but they're not identical, they're two different kinyan. So here, this is the one and only kinyan, Chalipin, Fudor. It's the one and only kinyan that works both on Karka And I'm going to talk to them, hello, Gavahu, isn't that strange? So the answer is, and you shared it with the Balei HaPosek, the answer is, because it says in the Pasuk, in Rus, where the Pasuk records this institution of King Halifan, it says, those of the Sarah Ragu, that's not a time called Gavah. Called Gavah means anything and everything under the sun. And that's why it works by Karka and by Metalkarim, and it works to create a sky this moment also. The time called Gavah, anything and everything. So what kind of an animal is this? How come Manishtana Kinyan is any color Kinyan? How come all other Kinyan are even labeled as Kinyan Karta and Manila? They don't work by Mikapin, they're labeled as Kinyan Tama, they don't work on Karta. How can it be over here that this works on Karta and on the Talpun and to create a sky this much? An aspirin. Whatever your problems is, you have cancer, take an aspirin. You have a headache, take an aspirin. You have your leg is broken, take an aspirin. An aspirin solves all the problems. How can it be? There's a kind called other, anything and everything. So the answer is that there's a Rashash in Torah. The Rashash has a whole Chiddush that you see from HaGemara with the Tesis, and he gives you a whole bunch of Ma'amikamis, I think it's around after Tezayin or something. He shows from many Gemaras that whenever there's a very strong Gemara's Da'at, you can transfer ownership of property without any formality of a Maisi Kinyan at all. And this is also the Chazon Ish, and the Chazon Ish has a whole page where he quotes this from his father Belosayov. Big Tam Chacham, not as famous as the Chazon Ish, but also a big Tam Chacham in Yod. So he quotes this big Chiddush with many of probably all, most or all of the Ma'am Mekomis of the Rashash, but more along our Lichas, that whenever it's clear that there's a very strong Mirror's Da'at, then you can accomplish Hakmah of the end. Karak on the top of the Behem is there in Chorus with more certain of selling the Behem, giving over ownership of the Behem. But the Gemara applies, the Gemara, the Rashash's Gemara, so the Chazon Ish's father's Gemara, applied to Karka and Talmud. Whenever there's an indication that there's a very strong Nivus Das, then you can transfer ownership of properties without any need for a Maisi Kinyan. So that's what Chaim explained, that's what Chalifan is all about. The whole essence of Chalifan just is a symbolic act. It's only a symbol. It's not a Kinyan at all. How can it be a Kinyan if there's a Machlokes in the Gemara where the Bekelev Shalken and Bekelev Shal Machna? Who's supposed to give the handkerchief to whom? It says, V'sholaf Ish Nalo, V'nasamuria. Who gives? The Kelev Shal Kona, the Kona gives it to the Machna, the Machna gives it to the Kona, and then traces involved in the Tzim Torah as well. Has my opinion that it's time for one on no one either more. It's optional. You can either do this way or that way. How can it be either this way or that way? Either the Kelev Shal Kona, the Kelev Shal Machna. Doesn't make a difference. Chazonim. It's the saying, David ben Yisha, Yisha ben David, David ben Yisha. Which is it? Is it David ben Yisha ben David? This doesn't make a difference. Kelev Shal Kona, Kelev Shal Machna. Doesn't make a difference. This way, that way. How can it be? The answer is, it's just a symbolic act. We don't have such a thing. We don't have symbolism in our religion. The mitzvahs all represent something, but they're not symbols. If you do a mitzvah, you have to a mitzvah. You have a kima mitzvah. You go to Ganim. You go to Avera. You represent something else, but Avera is an Avera. You go to Ganim. This is a symbol. It doesn't have any intrinsic value. The Chalikon doesn't have any intrinsic value. It's just a symbol that represents the fact that there's a strong Gnivas Das, and therefore, the Das alone accomplishes the Hakmur. So that's why the Tesis with the Rambam have cases where the Chalikon is just serving the purpose of demonstrating that there's a strong Gnivas Das. No Hakmur at all. No Hakmur is the end. No Hakmur is Chaylus, not the greatest Chaylus at all. Just to demonstrate that there's a strong Gnivas Das. So Rashi used to demonstrate that the Rambam and the Raizis, who often have machlokes, and they have a machlokes regarding Chalipin also, both subscribe to this principle, to this yisoid that Rav Chaim developed. About their quotes is the name Rav Chaim also, in Maseches Kiddushin. About their style of Hebrew is so difficult. Many have understood what he wrote totally differently, either misunderstood or understood totally differently, whichever it is. But after hearing this from Rav Sol Reitzig, after you hear it, then if you look in the Brich HaShmuel HaKiddushin, you'll probably come to the agreement that that's where Allah says, put in the name Rav Chaim also, saying the same thing. The Rambam writes in Hilchus Mechira, that there were, quoting the Gemara of course, the Rambam says that there were three people who cannot make any kinyanim in Atari. That's the Chedush HaTzikot, he says, you're lapin ebayanim, shloisha, that's how the Perek begins, Perek Chav Tef, the Hilchus Mechira, shloisha, there are three individuals, they make a mekach, they make a mekach, they make a mekach, they make a cannot sell, nor can they buy. Minatari, cannot sell, cannot buy. Who is it? We, Acheres, Rashot, Lehatatam. Okay? So, Rashot, Lehatatam, Labanei, Berlin. If anything that requires that, they can't do it. They can't do it. They can't add, whatever needs that, they can't do it. Then the Rambam writes, but with the Rabbanim, they made a takana that a cotton who's a yosin can make kinyanim on the tarpaulin within reason, not on karka. On karka, you have to be bar mitzvah. And if it's a karka that he yashin from the father, has to be older than bar mitzvah to have the ability to sell it. But if not talking about karka, talking about the tarpaulin, and kedei chayos, he doesn't have an apotropos, he's taking care of his needs. And his poor kid is selling Kool-Aid. Or he's selling newspapers or whatever to make a $2 in order to have a panasa. So Mishum Kedei Chayav, the Meir Tachana de Rabbanan, that the Kaddish Shehigia Le'eretz HaKodesh, if he's old enough to understand it, he's only 4 years old, 5 years old, both of them still are Mecca Chamem to Earth. He wants everything. Give me this and give me that and give me younger. But when the child is old enough, 7, 8, 9, he's old enough to understand, I sell you a newspaper and you pay me money. And I have to give you change. I can't grab everything. I can't give everything away either. You understand? I have newspapers and I want to sell them to you and I want to get the money, and I got to be honest about it. So if he's a girl, all this apotheos, he understands, and different children will have different ages that they'll have this understanding of what business is all about. So they made a takana with the Rabbanim that he can make kinyan. So the Rambam writes, Achidish, that even though the company can sell the tarpaulin with the Rabbanim, he writes in Halacha Tes, but with the Kinyan Chalipin he cannot sell. If the cotton will sell with the Kinyan Chalipin in the Tatlin, Chalipin works on the Tatlin, then make the Kinyan Chalipin will not work. The Rambam gives a very funny explanation, very complicated. Eina Kinyan, the Rambam starts Kinyan Kufnun Yud Yud Nun. Kufnun Yud Yud Nun means that it's Kinyan Chalipin, Kinyan Sudan. Rabbi Kinyan is a Kinyan Kesef, Kinyan Shtar, Kinyan Hazakin, Kinyan Meshicha, Kinyan Hakbar. All other Kinyan is called Kuf Nun Yud Nun. When the Rambam spoke with 2 years, so he's referring to Meshicha, the Kinyan Chalit. You'll see in the Rambam, that's what he means. He says, Eira Kinyan Yarakot Mekulun. If the child before Bar Mitzvah will sell the Metalkalim with Chalitin, it won't work. Why? Because the Gemara has a rule in Bava Basra, Daphnem, here the Tosin quotes it on the top of on the base, Bavov on the base, the top line. The Stam Kinyan with Tsuva Oimel. Stam Kinyan with Tsuva Oimel means the following, that normally witnesses cannot write a star without explicit authorization of the Balashtar. Balashtar is the person against whom the star is coming to testify. Let's say the witnesses saw the way I lent you $1,000. They saw that it's true. They hear the whole thing, there's no question about it. It's not that I'm paying you a debt of $1,000 that I owe you. You come to me in the presence of 100 people, and you say, can you do me a favor, lend me $1,000, I need the money, I'll pay it back till tomorrow, next week, whatever. It's clear that it's all good. Nonetheless, Allah has said the witnesses cannot write a shtar unless the neighbor authorizes them to write the shtar, right? Because what's Allah in the team of Olympic 7? The only time it's elevated to the level of shtar, which is the exception to the rule. The rule is the team of Olympic 7. And if it's a shtar, then it's acceptable, then it's kosher. When is it called a shtar? So that's what all the Mishanim say. If the shtar is, the authorization of the shtar comes from the Das HaMetzai, from the one against whom the shtar is testified. So then it has the status of a shtar. So that's what the Gemara says. What happens if a person sells something to somebody else? Are they king of Chalipin? Or let's say the person makes a king of Chalipin to obligate himself to give $1,000 to the other one. And the one who obligated himself, or the one who sold the karka to the other one, never authorized the witnesses watching. He never authorized the witnesses to write a document. So the Gemara says, even though he never said a word, the witnesses who are watching have the right to write a shtar without asking him. Stam kinyan, l'ksiba. So we usually assume that that's an umbra. The wouldn't have been is that he would probably be in agreement when he makes it. You know, Ali Kman would probably be. Most of the Rishonim assume, by the way, most of the Rishonim, this is Shulchanach, this is the Pesach, most of the Rishonim assume Stam Kinyan, the Ksiv Raim, the Dekaman Balabasa, is only Kinyan Siddur. It doesn't apply to Ali Binyan. Tesis in Siddur says otherwise. It is a Tesis in Siddur that says, Stam Kinyan Siddur means whenever there's a Kinyan on Karka, whenever the witnesses are watching the way I sold you the karka, I gave you a matana, and you were kind of the karka, I did chazokir, I did kesir, any kind of kinyanim that you come in. So if the witnesses saw a kinyan, so they have a right to make a star even without consulting. But that's not the accepted opinion. It's not even quoted. That's not even quoted in the Chosh Mishkot. The Chosh Mishkot, they quote the majority opinion of the Rishonim, the Stam Kinyan, the Ksiv Raim, and only first the Kinyan with the two yuds. As the Rama must have had to give him a Kinyan Siddur. If they saw a Kinyan Siddur made, then the witnesses can write a star without asking the Das HaMasai whether he agrees. They can write a star to stomach. So we usually assume that that's an umdana, some kind of psychological umdana assessment of the situation. So the Rama doesn't seem to assume like that. Raman says the reason why a katna shehigia loinus afutas, and there's a tachanam of the Rabbanu that he can sell, nikha mecha, he can sell, he can buy, in order to sell the tulay, he has to buy it from the manufacturer. In order to sell a newspaper, he has to buy it from the company. So he buys it and then he sells it. So the Rabbanu, they said, nikha mecha, and I'm kera mem kabim mitab. They said, you can yon magud. So when is this? Now, there's one more, and the Raman says, if the kid is selling it to the others, he's selling with a real Kenyan, but if he's selling with a Kenyan suitor, that's not good, because suitor normally leads up to shtar. And a cotton cannot authorize the writing of a shtar. Because a Kenyan, the shtar, the Kenyan suitor normally leads up to writing a shtar, and that's given. But we know for sure that a cotton cannot authorize the writing of a shtar. How do we know that, that a cotton... I would have said a cotton can't authorize the writing of a shtar because the shtar is always on a karka. And a karka the kid can't sell. The young lady takana the rabbanon that the kid before bar mitzvah he gave one of the saputas to sell the tarpulin. Mishum kebe chai, but he doesn't have enough apotropos, he's taking care of his money affairs. How do we know that that's given? A cotton can't authorize tzivus on shtar, that's given. And since a stam kinyan and tziv oimei normally kinyan tzivus leads up to shtar, so just like they know in chashman ala shtar shalom and bubble, which the Eden can only sign on a shtar that the person is after bar mitzvah, so that's also by equation, by identity, since a kinyan tzivus equals a shtar, because stam kinyan and tziv oimei, and this is given that the Eden cannot sign on a shtar that's testifying against the cotton, so mele, you cannot have a Kenyan Halipin where the cotton is selling his property to someone else. Very strange. So the writer disagrees with this one. There's a writer here, they have it printed. Some people don't realize that there's a writer. They have a long paragraph and the writer printed on Aloch Achers, but the writer is in disagreement with two things that the Rambam wrote. The second half of the long paragraph is disagreeing with the last three lines. In this 10-line writer, he's disagreeing with Halacha Tess, also the Chay, and also what the Rambam wrote, in Kana Hubi Kinyan, yeah, if he makes a Kinyan Siddur, he disagrees with the Rambam, he says that the Kinyan Siddur is good. So the question is, why does the Rambam, what is the Rambam talking about over here? Why is the Kotan unable to sell to others the Rabbanon with a Kinyan Siddur? So the explanation that he gives is because the Kinyan Siddur normally leads up to Shtar, some Kinyan with Sivan, in which we always thought that there was a psychological Umdina, Bismaragimah may not necessarily be so Bismarazet. Bismar makes an Umdina, Bismaragimah. So the Rambam seems to hold that it's not a psychological Umdina, it's a halachic statement. Since Kinyan equals Shtar, and Shtar you can't have against the cotton, that's given Muslim, so therefore you can't have a Chalipin taking away Mammon from a cotton either. That's the reason why Stam Kinyan equals Shtar, because Kinyan equals Shtar. What kind of an equation is that Kinyan equals Shtar? So Rachid thought that what he's driving at is the following. We always use the expression that to write a Shtar you have to have Das HaMeschayev. Why do we use that expression Das HaMeschayev? Why do we call it Das Makna? The Shtar is testifying against the person who sold the field or who gave the field to the animals. He's the Das Makna. Why don't you say you have to have Das Makna in order to authorize the writing in the Shtar? or the one who agreed to give the other person $1,000. He says, I promise to give $1,000, and I'm afraid he's going to back out. So I want to make them legally binding, so I give him a handkerchief in exchange for his receiving the handkerchief. He makes it legally binding, but he's obligated to pay me $1,000. So he's expressing when I make the kinyan halif, and he's expressing a das makna. Why do we call that? When you write a shtar, we call that a das hamischai. You can only write the shtar midas hamischai. He's the das makna. You shouldn't say you have to write the shtar midas makna. So Rashi thought that the common language that they use, that in order to write a shtar, that it shouldn't be a violation on the field of Olympic Sovereign, that we require das hamischai, means that it's something a notch above das makna, something higher than das makna. He thought that that's exactly what the Rambam is driving it over here, like the Chazon Ish quoted from his father, the Rashash wrote, that Kinyan Chalitin means, Kinyan Chalitin is just a symbolic act to demonstrate that there's a strong Mirudas. Whenever there's a high degree of Mirudas, then you can be Makna without any Maisa Kinyan. So the Rambam is saying that there are two instances where you need a higher level of Das Makna, and we label it. In order to understand why it works, we label it Das HaMaschai. You need Das HaMaschai to Shtar, and you need also Das HaMaschai to Kinyan Siddur. Das Machna is not enough. You need Das HaMaschai. What's the difference technically? What is the difference between Das Machna and Das HaMaschai? Let's say, if you make a Kinyan Kessel, or you make a Kinyan Ma'os, or you make a Kinyan Meshita Hajor, or Chazoku, when you make a Kinyan, so the mat, there's a cause and an effect. You turn on the switch, so the light goes on. Turn off the switch, the light goes off. So when you plug in the plug, so the light goes on. So there's a cause and an effect. So if you make a mighty kinyan, so then the kinyan takes effect. The character belongs to you. I owe you the money. Whatever the case happens to be. So that's, by your law, the kinyan. Das is a prerequisite. Das is a requirement. If you make a kinyan without das, so the kinyan is not going to take effect. But if you have the das and you make the kinyan, then the nice kinyan is the cause and the effect is the halosha kinyan. By these two cases, by the shtar and by the chalipin, we label it das hamischaya because it's a higher level of das. And what we say is, the shtar is just an indication that there's a stronger, higher level of das, and the das itself accomplishes the halosha. Not that the shtar accomplishes. Why should the shtar accomplish anything? Let's say, how do you sell karka to somebody else to start? You write down on a piece of paper, selling the sin of the matan, selling the canoe of the book. We passed an 80 in the suicide, so you don't even need 80 to sign on the star. And then the Rambam and many Rishonim, half of the Rishonim, hold, you don't even need 80 in the suicide either. And you give over the star. 80 in the suicide, I don't need it by getting the kiddushin, from the Rashi and the Rambam. And by Rambam is, the Mechaba writes like that. The Shulchanot, nobody disagrees. Mechaba quotes the Rambam, the Nichole. Tosis has 2 days of that. The Chavu quotes the Rambam, and his own Achlokes. And the Shtar doesn't have to be written in Shema. Someone has a Shema covered piece of paper that puts that in the garbage that says, sell in the Sin of Chavu Matana. Puts it in the newspaper, whatever, from that play, from the skit, whatever. The power of the play by sell in the Sin of Chavu Matana. So I rip out the piece of paper, I give it to you, and there are no witnesses, no Eri Hasimba, no Eri Mesira. I just say, this is not a joke. I want to give you the ownership of the field. So if I say that, but I want no piece of paper, I don't get anything. I just say, I want to give you the field that I own. I own 24 Benin. I own a building. So I want to give it to you the Matana. So the Rambam writes, the first line is for a Karot and Hilchos Mesira. Ein HaMekach Nitnu B'Dvorim. That's how he introduces Hilchos Mesira. HaMekach Ein HaMikta Midbar. You always have to have a Maisa Kinyan. Just the Dibor alone is noble. So if the father says, I give you the building, 24 families, I sell you the building, so that doesn't make any effect at all. But if I tell you, they knew what they not knew, because no witness is watching, and no witness is on the piece of paper. The piece of paper was not written by me for the purpose of Kinyan. It wasn't written by anybody else for the purpose of Kinyan. I ripped it out of the newspaper. It's just a joke or something. So I say, I want to give you ownership of the building, and here is a shtar. And the shtar is a rolled up piece of paper that says, I give you the ownership of my building. Bingo, all of a sudden you own the building. Why does it change? Why should that constitute an Isaacinian? If you would have witnesses signed on the bottom, if you are wired that the building belongs to you, so I can begin to understand why. Come to that time of what may I was a Hasina currency, by my giving you a riot that the building belongs to you, that accomplishes that the building now Mikhail Abba belongs to you. So we don't accept what they were thinking. You know, it says in Gittin Babbab, we pass my blood brother, the Lady Messiah Karsin, the Lady Messiah, Rashi and the Rambam, and the Shulchan Aruch Karsin, Open the floor, I want you needed by giving you conversion. By starting, Mom, you don't need the Open the Floor. But just by giving you this piece of paper, by saying, Barthes, Rabbi Yisrael, Mechal Matana, so the community of America, Hanemik, the Midvar, that was the top most which ones were the ownership of the field. But if I give you a piece of paper that was not written in the Shenkar, all of a sudden that accomplishes it. The answer must be that the Shtar just elevates the Daf to a higher notch. We don't just say, oh, there's a Daf Machno, but it didn't do a nice king. The Daf Machno is not enough unless you have a nice king. No, we say, here, there's more. There's a Daf Amishkai. It's not really Daf Amishkai. He wants to give over the ownership of the Buddha. But what he means by the terminology, Daf Amishkai, there's a higher level of Daf, there's a stronger Daf. There's some physical mamish when I give up a piece of paper and says that I'm giving over the ownership of the house, even though it wasn't written more. But elevates the level of Bach to a higher level of Bach, and then the din that the Rosh Hashem, the Chazanish's father said, sets in, whenever you have this higher level of Bach, then a Kenyan can be accomplished without any need for any nicer Kenyan. So the Rambam claimed that there were two cases where this is the din. One is by Shtar, and one is by Chalitin. Chalitin is also just a symbol. Chalitin is a symbol. So the Shtar, and the Rambam understood that some Kenyan, the Ksivayim, and the Rambam also have that word by Rishayim. Stankin is the Ksiva, but only works by Khalifa. It doesn't work by working out. Not like that basis in Ksivas and that side. It goes down well, it's like Gimel or something. It's a gigantic basis. And one line in the middle of the basis, if I sold you the house, but Chazakir, the Yadim can sign a star without consulting me, because Stankin is the Ksiva. The Shulchan Aruch, they only quote that basis. The Shulchan Aruch, it's interesting. The Chava quotes the Din, they only apply Stankin in the Ksiva, by Kinyi Khalifa, by Kinyi Suda. And then they have in parentheses a long list of the Rishon who are also like that. And Aguda, and Rosh, and Amokha, and Islam, and Rabbi Yeruchan, they talk all of them out from under the sun. So all over the world, all of the Rishon say, that's what we assume. Because so the Rambam also, Stam Kinyi Yitzhudam only works by Kinyi Suda. So the Rambam is making an equation, he says, Stam Kinyi Yitzhudam, and it's not a psychological umdener that may not necessarily apply to Zmanas. He says, no, it's a din that if you marry Kinyi Chalitin, that means that you've already expressed a higher level of Das. There's already a Das HaMeschayiv over here. So he said, once there was a Das HaMeschayiv, the Eidim can sign a Shtar. He held that there's no need for a Haskama, there should be a Shtar. The fact that it's an Indian that he probably would agree to the Shtar. The Eidim can't write a Shtar unless they feel that there's a higher level of Das here. If there was a Kinyi, so if he authorizes the Eidim to write a Shtar, they see that he's agreeing to the higher level of Das. He's granting that to Messiah. He wants him to write the Shtar. And the purpose of the Shtar is to elevate the level of Das. But if he already made a Kinyi Chalitin, he already has expressed in the past, not that he's in agreement to express a Das on Messiah. If he made a Kinyi Chalitin, he already made a Das, he already expressed a Das on Messiah. So imagine they can write a Shtar without him saying that he wants him to write a Shtar. So why doesn't it work by Tatan? What the hell? So why is that? That's given. A Shtar doesn't work for a Tatan. So that's what salvation can explain like this. He had a sense of humor. And obviously he was a misnagger. So he used to sometimes explain things in a joking fashion. So just to say over verbatim, the head is good without the humor also. So he says, the Chazal can make takanas the Rabbanu, but they're not foolish already, they can't make mafsa. They can't make a mafsa. So the cotton is thought by mitzvah beginning to laugh by Baal Zedan Abdan. So all the Tanaim in the world cannot get together to accomplish what the kitchen has done. Okay? A cotton is a by that. So they can make a takana, whereas in Akoa, a king in Kes, I don't know, a king in Moses, and a king in Hagbon, a king in Mashiach, Midas, and they make a takana by Abdan, and the king in Tekken Shrek with Abdan. Like it does not, so they can make takanas, whatever they want. But they can't. But a king in Shtar and a king in Chalitin can never work by a cup because there is nothing there. There is no king. What are they going to say? I make a takana with Rabbanu, the king will work without Das. The whole lesson for the king is the Das. If the king is allowed by Das, I made him say, that was a takana. So I said, no, they can't make a takana that the king has Das. It does not Das. The king is allowed by Das. A cup is allowed by Das. Without the humor, it's also good. Without the humor, it's also good. It means that the takana is Chachamim, he gave, why is that put to something was based on Yafke Bez Nefke, but if the Tzatun, whereas Nefke, if you don't have that as a prerequisite for all the Kinyon and the Kinyon doesn't take effect, so when it's a Tzatun, she gives all the support, there's an Eda Takana, that the Kinyon should take effect even though the Tzatun doesn't have that. He has Kavona, he has Watson, But Rafi Gubin doesn't have that. Next Katan is good without that. But by Chavipin, by Shtar, but that is the essence of the Kinyan. There is no Maisa Kinyan. The whole Kinyan consists in the fact that there is a strong Gemurah's Das, a higher level of Das that we label as Das HaMuchayis to distinguish it from the lower level of Das that we label as Das Nak. So that's what the Rambam says. Higil, all this Aput is not going to help. So this is what we see from the Rambam. The Raizah disagrees with this one. The Raizah thinks it doesn't make any difference. But the Kotev Shigil on the Saputas, yeah, they made a Tachanam of the Rabbanim, that the Kotev is making Yom, so he thinks that the Kinyan Chalipin also. But the Raizah himself makes a statement in another place. They see that the Raizah also agrees with this definition of Kinyan Chalipin. With the other Raizah, the Raizah is in Perikei in Hilchos Mechira Amachat Tes. Rambam writes, Zeh HaKinyan, Fifth Nun Yud Yud Nun, this Kinyan Chalit, what's the problem with Kinyan Chalit? This Kinyan Chalit that we're talking about, Eim Etzach Lius Bifnei Edim, does not have to be done in the presence of two witnesses, but even if Afil and Hayat Beinor and Ben Chavei Lekana, Shalo Hitzvich Atar Edim Ebini Mamanis Elo Lekofer, the Torah only requires two witnesses, Afil Shnei Edim Yopin Dover, and Ebini Mamanis, only if someone denies the truth. But if the both parties agree that the Kinyan Chalipin was made, so there's no need for Eidus and Kinyan Abavah. There is a concept of Eidus and Kinyan Abavah in Kiddushin, that's in my Kiddushin about Samachayana days. We assume, the Tosis assumes the same is true by Gittin, that all the Rishonim agree, but the Tosis in Gittin, Abdallah and Amanalah, and Rashi assumes the same, and the Rambam assumes that you need Eidus and Kinyan Abavah by Gittin, the Kiddushin. If a man gives a get to his wife, a man gives Kiddushin to the girl, and the mother says, he's watching, even though they both agree, they know that they know. They both agree that that's what happened to the Rambam, and we say in Shulchan Aruch, it's not valid, it's not chal, but that's only in this Kiddushin. And if any Rambam is, you never need Eidus and Kinyan Abavah. The Rambam says, and this is true, in all of the forms of Kinyan, Harbor, Meshuch, and Nesira, Kinyan, Kinyan means Kinyan Suda, Kesef, Chazakah, there's no need for Eidus to Kinyan Adol. That's what the Rambam, there's no need for Eidus to Kinyan Adol. So comes the Rambam and he says, Ein HaKol Modim Be Kinyan, for the 2 years. Not everybody goes by Kinyan Suda. Why does not everybody agree with Kinyan Suda? So that's the top line in the Tosfos on the base. Here, on Rav on the base. Tosfos quotes the Gemara of Basra that says, Tam Kinyan exceeds only. And if I put the Kinyan Suda in the presence of two witnesses, so the two witnesses have the right to write a shtar, even without asking me. Even though the shtar is going to be to my detriment, he's going to say that if I no longer run the karka, and then I owe him this $100,000 that I need, that I would obligate myself to give him. So they don't have to consult him when they write the shtar. Some kinyan is going to be. And then the Gemara says, the Gemara starts with this, kinyan is nishnayim, the kinyan suda has to be done in the presence of two witnesses, the eighth of lemak says it. And then, once you do the kinyan in the presence of two witnesses, there's no need for the niskayot to authorize the eidim to write the shtar, because some kinyan is going to. So the Shittim Kudetzis on Bava Basra, what man, quotes the Pirush HaRaizot, and in order, why did Lord Echidah on Bava Basra, which is Shittim quotes from time to time. So the Shittim Kudetzis there, what man, quotes in the name of the Raizot, that there are two types of Kinyan Chalutin. Places quotes this in the Abedatam, in Kiddushin, and in Perakazov, and Bava Basra. Two kinds of Kinyan Chalutin, one is broader, one is not, is Zed Tachalzer. I'm not going to tell about Hamor. I have an extra story, I have an extra Hamor. So we make a shit up. So I'll give you the story, you give me the Hamor. So whoever is Moshe the first, whoever is Moshe of one animal first, so the other one is Nikna Tachta. Well, I have an extra dozen eggs, and you have an extra safer book that you don't need. So I give you a dozen eggs, I'm kind of a safer. Whatever we agreed upon in the day. So that's a Chalip and a Shavu to Shavu. So there isn't going to be any payment at all. So the writer says that kind of Chalit Mishav with the Shav, you don't need Eidus and Kinyan Adol. There he's in agreement with the Rambam. But he says the Kinyan Suter, the Chalit of Kinyan Suter that we are familiar with all the time. But the writer says that requires Eidus and Kinyan Adol. As the Gemara says, Kinyan with Neshnai. The Kinyan Suter must be done in the presence of two witnesses. If you don't have the two witnesses, the Kinyan Chalit doesn't get off the ground. So that's what the writer writes over here. The writer writes, he doesn't say, I disagree. When you look in the sheet, what you see in the Hebrew, I disagree. I mean, he writes in Perek Hey, Halacha Tes, and Hilchos Mechira. Not everybody agrees with the Rambam on the Kinyan Sudra. And also know the Kinyan. Not everybody agrees that Kinyan Sudra doesn't need a Yisus Kinyan. So how are you supposed to understand that? Why? Man Ishtana, here there's a Tesis, the Taf Tesis on Rav on the day. These are really two Tesis. The Tesis on Rav on the Aleph has a long fat Tesis. And starting on the last line, the Tan Chazal of the Yisus of Rav Nacha starts really a different Tesis. These are two different topics. If you look at the other, the Tesis of Harosh and some other, these are two different paragraphs. The thing that decides to put it together, because they really have nothing to do with each other, they're unrelated. The first topic, the first 15, 20 lines in the Tesis, where Mechilo Tesis is being on that. The second half of the Tesis and on the base, unrelated, where they need Edis Matum Hadar and Khalid. The Tesis is doing the few Rayas, Tesis says that the Rambam, that you do not need Edis Matum Hadar, against the Rayas, you don't need Edis Matum Hadar. And the same they have in Kiddushin, so to look in Tesis, Kiddushin, that's the Mechilo and the base, Tesis brings all the Rayas there, that you do not need Edis Matum Hadar, and in Bob Matil Bach Menvav. In the Tesis, the third Bob Matil Bach Menvav, and it says Visham. Visham means that on that top, there is a Tesis that discusses the same topic, and on the top line also. It says Bob Matil Bach Menvav, Visham. Visham means that on Bob Matil Bach Menvav, there is a Tesis that deals with the same topic. Sometimes it says in Tesis, Shem. Shem, in parentheses, Shem just means it's Ibit, the same Maramatim. But if it says the top and it says Visham, that means on that top, there is a Tesis. And it's always good value to check that basis. There may be some missing words here, maybe some extra words here, whatever. Maybe some extra liars. So if you look there in the basis in Kiddush and Samach and Beis, they go through the whole spiel again. That there's no need for everybody to hear my brother about Khalifa, not like the Shitas arrived. Even though the simple reading of the Gemara and Baba Basra is Kingdom with Nishnai. King and Sudah must be done in the presence of two witnesses. The Tesis rereads the Gemara. It doesn't mean that the King and Sudah must be done in the presence of two witnesses. The Tesis says, Habimachat has in this nation ayin is the third line from the top of one base. The Gemara says, King and this nation ayin not to be translated. The King and Sudah must be done in the presence of two witnesses. You should read it like this. If the King and Sudah was done in the presence of two witnesses, then in top line it's over. Then it's not necessary for the Das and the Shtar to authorize the Eidim to write a Shtar, because it's implicit. Since he agreed with everything, King Halitim, so it's implicit that he's in approval. He's authorizing them to write a Shtar. But it's not that the first state stands alone. King and Bishnishtan, King and Sudah must be done with the presence of the witnesses. The Tesis in Kiddushin goes through the whole thing. But the Tesis of Harosh in Kiddushin, Das Samachem Abeis, quotes the whole Tesis. And then he says, but I don't understand, why do you have to even waste your ink in your paper to explain this stuff? Of course not. Manishtana, why should Kinyan Sudah be different? The Rambam gave a whole list over here. The Rambam says you have Kinyan Agbor, Meshicha, Mesira, and Kesef, and Chazoka, all the Kinyanim under the sun. And he lists that Kinyan Sudah also. All of a sudden they rise in his mouth again, Kinyan Sudah. What about the other 10 Kinyanim? The other Kinyanim don't need Edis with Kinyanim. So why did they rise? What's that song is this? Why do I have a pick on Kinyan Chalitim? That Sudah should need Edis and Kinyanim. That's what the Rosh says. He quotes all the proofs of the Tesis, but then he writes, I don't understand that Tesis, it's not a thing of proof. I understand what's happening, and why should anybody in his right mind think? Because the Gemara is misleading. Kinyan is Nishnayim, sounds like you require. The Rosh says, yeah, I can't think. There's nothing to discuss. So why is there what to discuss? How come the writer disagrees? So that's what Soloveitchik said. The answer is that the writer apparently thinks that the need for Eidus L'Kiyam HaDovar, obviously, thinks Eidus L'Kiyam HaDovar is not a thing that's miyuk adopted to Dovish of the Yerevan. The Gemara learns that Dovah Dovah Mimonim. It says, Kimotsu Be'erva is Dovah, and it says, Al-Pishnei Eidim, Al-Pishnei She'erim Yotim Dovah. And that person who Yotim Dovah is talking about Mimonim. Of course, the other person who is talking about Nefashis. Al-Pishnam, Al-Pishnei She'erim Yotim Mifanei. That's by Nefashis. And then this other person, Al-Pishnei Eidim, let me say Shnayim, Al-Pishnei Eidim, Al-Pishnei She'erim Yotim Dovah. By Nefashis, it says Shnayim, because you need Akate, you need Suat Yachas. Eidim Mecheres is Mimonim. By Mimonim, the Gemara says, they don't have to be Roim Kechet. Eidus Mecheres is also good. That's why he says, Al-Pishnei Eidim, Al-Pishnei Shadim Yachim Dover. That's talking about Mamanis. And that person is talking about Mubira Dover. And some of you know the facts. You have to bring evidence. So the evidence, the level of evidence requires is that you need two witnesses. You need two Pashuot. Hey, that one is not Nemon and Dida Mamanis. But there's no requirement for Eidus and Kima Dover and Dida Mamanis. So why don't we pray? The pastor says, you don't cry this and came up. Oh, we get to the Kiddushin. Showing that's our love. I said, why? But I understand. It's not about getting the Kiddushin. Because that should be over and declared from Kim Agava. The writer understands if we do Shin, we Davis and Kim Agava because they require a higher level of Das. Because they need a higher level of Das. If you could find a case of Dini Mamanis because you would require a higher level of Das, then that case of Dini Mamanis would also require a level from Kim Agava. So the writer claims that's what you have by Khalifan. By Khalifan is that exactly that. That's why we say we require Das HaMishchayim. Not sufficient with Das Matna. No, we require a higher level of Das. We call it Das HaMashkayas. So once you have this symbolic act of the Chalitin that indicates that there's a higher level of Das, Das HaMashkayas, then you can't even start without any need from Isa Kinyan. Because the act of the Chalitin is just a symbolic act. That's how Chaim said, why is it that the Kinyan Chalitin works both on Karka and on the Tautolim? And what does it work to create his Chayas? Because it says, well, Chaim called over. Yeah, Gzeres HaKosas. What does Gzeres HaKosas mean? So that's the deal though. Gzeres HaKosas means that Kinyan Chalitin, this passage is in the parsha of Chalitin. What's in the Gil of Yus? That's where the whole Kinyan Chalitin is recorded in the Tanakh. So the passage tells you that the nature of Kinyan Chalitin is that it just indicates that there's a higher level of Das. And the main one, everything is Chal. So that can work by Kark and the Tartalim, and his Chalitin is one. That's what prompts the writer to believe that he is able to see my brother by Chalitin. So the writer understood that the requirement for Eidus and Kima Dova is not the Yuch of Dachke for Gittin and Kiddushin. It's not about Dova should be over and give Eidus and Kima Dova. Dova should be over and give Eidus and Kima Dova because you require a higher level of Dach. So you can have any other case and you need a higher level of Dach, that would also require Eidus and Kima Dova. The Shaila is this correct? That Dova should be over, Gittin and Kiddushin, Dova should be over and need a higher, need Eidus and Kima Dova, because Das that's expressed in public is stronger than Das that's expressed privately. If he expresses his Das in the presence of two Pashu Eidim will testify in court that that's what he said. That'll be assumed to be the case. So Das that's expressed, sometimes he's doing business with people, and everything the Lord is handling, then there's no Eidim, because the Lord, they're going to deny it later on. They want to deny everything that they agreed to originally. So that's a Shvach HaDas. When there's a Das that's expressed in public, and in front of two Pashu Eidim, the guy won't be able to deny it later on. Even if he'll deny it, the Eidim will come, and the last thing knows are the facts. And the Bezim will task him based on what the Eidim say. So that's apparently the writer's opinion, that Eidus Mekim HaDover, it's not a vote of Dovah Shadiyavah. You need it by Gittin Kiddushin because they require a higher level of Das. It's a big machlokes in Rishonim. And Shulchan Aruch Aviner has a big machlokes when you do Yibum. We don't do Yibum as man of that. We don't practice Yibum. But when one practices Yibum, so is there a need for Eidus Mekim HaDovah? Do you need Eidus Mekim HaDovah? Before he does the Yibum, the girl is not married to him. And then when after he does the Yibum, then she becomes a full 100% Eishes Ish. Kim she Yibum, Nasis, Ki Yishto, Mechal Gava. Yibum, Yabba Allah, Lekach Allah, Leisha. So the Mas says, Kim she Bo Allah, Nasis, Ki Yishto, Mechal Gava. She becomes 100% his wife. So there's a big machalik in the Shoyim, whether you require Eishes and Kim Adova when you perform Yibum. Now, Yibum doesn't need any Das. That's clear in the Gemara. Even if the man thought that this was his life, or he wanted just to be mizana with the girl, he didn't have a mind to become a leader. He thought that this was his life. He has to have kavana l'shem biyah. That's what the Gemara says. If he's sleeping and he doesn't even have kavana l'shem biyah, then it's no good. But as long as he's awake and he knows that he's doing tashmish, so then the Gemara says he's going to be yibum. Habal yibim tibim, shaki ben, meza ben, eris ben, he didn't know what he was doing. Opening Mishnah and Perek HaBoyim into his Kainim. So that's what the Mishnah HaMelech raises a question. Maybe there's no need. This is a Machlokes HaRishonim. The Mishnah HaMelech first raises a question, then at the end of the whole discussion, he discovered it's a Machlokes HaRishonim. He raises a question, do you require Eidus Lekim HaDavar by Yibum? Maybe I should say that since the Yibum is Kainim at Elidah, at all, is Kainim at HaKorkai, so maybe you don't need Eidus Lekim HaDavar. What's the connection between being kind about Kohlai and the requirement of the non-requirement for Eidus Mekim HaDavar? Because apparently that's what the Mishnah HaMelech is driving at. That since Yibum is kind about Kohlai, Shalani Yadayin, the kid, maybe it doesn't make sense to require Eidus L'Kim HaDavar. If the Pshat and Eidus L'Kim HaDavar is to elevate the level of Das to a stronger level of Das, to a more serious level of Das, but by even you don't need any Das at all, so how can you require Eidus L'Kim HaDavar? As far as Eidus, it shouldn't require Eidus L'Kim HaDavar. It doesn't make any sense. So my thoughts are Machlokes HaRishonim. Question, how do we task him? So in the Binyan Sion, Binyan Sion is a Shalos and Chivas of Rabbi Yankee Tetzlinger. He lived in Germany. In Germany, people are supposed to be very proper. So he has two Chivas, in the first Binyan Sion and the second Binyan Sion. The exact same Shaila happened 30 years apart in his Rabbanus. A man died, married man died, and he left no children, and the Yavam was Mizana with the Yavamah. As long as the brother was alive, he controlled himself. And then after the brother died, he was Mizana. He had no intention, never heard of the mitzvah. He had no intentions of being kind of evil. The halacha doesn't make any difference whether he had intentions or didn't have intentions. So the question is he kind of evil, but there were no Eidim, of course. He didn't want to tell anybody that he was having an affair with his sister-in-law. No one knew. She didn't tell him himself. So then the shaila was later on, when the Haman is interested in remarrying, so normally the Yavam performs Chalitza. But Chalitza only helps if he didn't do Yibum. Once he does Yibum, his kind and asks his Kishtel Chavav, then he has to give a get. The Chalitza is not enough. If a man is married, he can't give Chalitza. And we should allow the wife to remarry. Chalitza is only good when the Yavam is put to the Yavam. Once she already had Yibum, she's married to the Yavam, then Chalitza is Lamala, but more than you need to get. So the Shaila was in this case, can the Yavam perform Chalitza? Because we should say that the Yibam is not kind of, not because, they both say that they're Mizana together. They both told the truth to the rabbi, they're Mizana together. But the one who ate him with Kira, though. So that's the Shaila. So both times he's asking, Halacha, he says it's an Achlok, so we shine him, and the accepted opinion is that, yes, you do require Eidus L'Kim HaDavar. Without Eidus L'Kim HaDavar, the Yibam is not kind of, and therefore the Yavam should perform Chalitza, and goodbye. The chalitza is enough and there's no need to give a get. You don't even need a get with the chalitza. Just do chalitza, because the Yibam is meaningless unless you have Eidus L'Kim HaDavar. So obviously, he says, we passed in the Dinyan Sion twice, we passed in Halacha L'Maaseh against this svara of the Mishlam Melech. Mishlam Melech is working out a svara. The Mishlam Melech himself finally comes to the realization that it's in Shulchan Aruch, the Machlokes is HaRishonim. He's writing like he doesn't know what the din is. He calls a chatzir and then he said to him, Mishlam Melech Machlokes is an Ebenezer. But he knew Eidus L'Kim HaDavar. So this idea that the Mishlam Melech worked on, that maybe the Yisod Adin of Eidus L'Kim HaDavar is that you elevate the level of Das to a higher level, and since Yibam doesn't require any Das at all, so you don't need. So we don't accept that Lalok in Shulchan Aruch Taka. We don't pass like the Raivit. The Raivit times over here, Ein HaKom Oidim B'Kinyin with the two years. Not everybody agrees, because he disagrees. The Raivit told by the Shulchan of the Betzis and Baba Basa, that man, a division who disagrees and insists that you need Eidus L'Kim HaDavar by Chalitin. So in Shulchan Aruch, that opinion is not accepted. We don't pass like that. That doesn't, you can't tell exactly why we're not passing like that. You could say, because the din of Eidus L'Kim HaDavar is not a din in order to elevate the level of Das to a higher level of Das. No, the din of Das should be able. Or you could say, no, it's not the din to elevate the level of Das. But it only applies to the din should be able. It doesn't apply to the mothers. You can't tell which way. So the Binyan Sion said, what do you mean you can't tell? I'll tell you, I know what it is. Yes, yeah, certainly sure enough. You need Eidus L'Kim HaDavar by Yibam, period. But, the din of Eidus L'Kim HaDavar has nothing at all to do with elevating the level of Das to a higher level of Das. Zechuk, it's a din in Davar Shebi'el. Rambam sounds like that. Beginning of Hilchos Gerushin. The Rambam says that there were 10 dinim. You give a get. The Rambam lists them all up. 1, 2, 3, 8, 9, 10. He lists from 1 to 10 and then he quotes the pasuk for each one of the dinim. First halacha. Asar gram hei mitra gerushin min atov. Abraham, the following 10 rules. Says, Allah, base gimme zal, all the way to you. And then he says, minayim shasar gram hei min atov. Here's the pasuk halacha. Base, everyone quotes the pasuk. So then when he describes the mitra, Abraham, for Kim HaDavar, number 8, din number 8, she pnei hurra, the get should be given to shnei Abraham. When the Rambam says in Minayin, how do you know it has to be this Nei Eidim? He quotes the Tosek, blah, 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 blah. And then he says, the Tosek tells me that it's inconceivable that the woman, the Pasuk is teaching you this, that it's inconceivable that yesterday the girl was single, and today the girl was an Eish Ish, and no one has to know about it. Just like that, such a serious matter takes place, such a major change in a life can take place without any aid. That's what the Pasuk says that it can be. So the Rambam doesn't seem to say that it's talking about a higher level of God. He says, it's a special thing, don't you be able to? It cannot be. The Torah is telling us, don't love the mom. It cannot be that that the girl one day will be single and next day she'll be an Eish Ish, and you don't need any aid in, to be watched. So the Rambam seems to hold that it's only a dinner dava should be ever. He could hope by Yibam you would need aid if you came out of it. And by Chalitim, for sure you don't need aid if you came out of it. It's only a dinner in dava should be ever. But Chaim in his Sefer on the Rambam has an essay on Hilchot Chalitza. So he claims, one could have interpreted the Rambam differently, Rav Chaim claims that the Rambam does hold from the Mishnah Malach Sforah. That by Yibam you wouldn't need aid if you came out of it, because there's no need for das. And then Rav Chaim goes a step further and he says, what about by chalitzin? So he claims that the Rama's opinion is that even chalitza does not require edus nekimah. Let's say a person does chalitza, then if chalitza needs a bezdin, forget about edus nekimah, chalitza needs a bezdin, you have to do it by yom, and the person should need a VFI, not working for the Mishnah, but a chalitza is bishlosha, chalitza is the chamisha. But what happens if they do the chalitza balayla? Not in balayla, by definition means not in the presence of the bezin, because there's no clear yeshiva's bezin balayla. Even if you had 100 people watching and they're sitting with talisim on, it doesn't have to do with the bezin, because there's no yeshiva's bezin balayla. So what would it then be if you did a chalitza bali bezin? So the difference is called the chalitza psila. You're not allowed to do even afterwards. If you do a chalitza kshera, now the woman is free to marry the Nabi Shabbat, she's been promised to be not so much sure. If you do a chalitza psula, if you do a chalitza bala cholat balayla, so the Mishnah says chalitza se psula, and then the Gemara says a cloud, whenever, the Rambam quotes the cloud, whenever we say, ain't a klum, it's ain't a klum, that's instead of the Yavama taking off the shoe from the foot of the Yavam, he's not wearing any shoes, she takes off his socks. So the Gemara said that's ain't a klum. That's nothing. Well, what if she takes off the shoe and it's balayla? So it's not done in the presence of the bezdin. She does it by yom and there's no bezdin. So cholat balayla of the bezdin. So that it is a chalitza, but that's a chalitza psula. And a chalitza psula means that she's not allowed to do yibam. Because once you did chalitza, you're not allowed to do yibam. So the mukiyoy says on the wrist, on yibamus, right there is. You don't have the line on yibamus. You have the mukiyoy says on the side of the wrist. So the Yosef and the Ruth and the Rambam's right says, some of them are not ruined if they did the Chalitza in the presence of two witnesses. What if they weren't even able to kill a devil at the time that they did the Chalitza? So then the Yosef said, then it's garnishment of the Chalitza. Mamish nothing, it's not even a Chalitza, so there's an Eloklum, the Shum Dava. Nothing happened, and if they choose to, they can perform evil. There's nothing preventing them to perform evil. And the Rambam seems to not agree. The Rambam says, Cholos Benola Beno. He just quotes the Mishnah, Cholos Benola Beno. And he doesn't comment, Benola Beno means that there's no bezin that there are eight. So it sounds like the Rambam does not agree with the Mukiyosu, even if they're not written in the book. But one could have said that the Rambam means that the Mukiyosu that you require eight in the Mukiyosu by Chalitza, but just like we require a bezin by Chalitza also. But just like we say, if you perform the Chalitza without the benefit of the bezin, it's not in a klum. If she only takes off her socks, that's in a klum. There's nothing. They didn't even begin to do the chalitza. But if she took off her shoe, but it was done without bezin, without everything came out, you can say, she did a chalitza, but it's a psum. So it's a chalitza psum, so that's why you're not allowed to perform it. He could have said that the Rambam also agrees with the Mukiyosu that in principle chalitza really means Eidus Mukim Adrofer, but we also know everybody agrees chalitza means a bezin, and the Mishnah says if you did chalitza without the benefit of a bezin, it's very good as a chalitza psumus. So say the Rambam has if you did chalitza without the benefit of Eidus Mukim Adrofer, it's also a chalitza psumus. Let's say the following case, we'll just parenthetic. What if a Kohen is married to a woman, and he divorces his wife? He's not allowed to be married, he's not wife. She's a Gusha, even though she was only married to him. Gusha Satsma. The Kohen is not allowed to marry her. What if the husband is a Kohen, he gives his wife a get, not not in the presence of Eden. He gives life again, Shalom b'fnei Eden. So that's a big machlokes in Rishonim. Is that called a rech get? And now the husband, he gave his life again. The get is possible, that's the definition, but he gave his life again. So he's not allowed to continue living with his own wife. Now he has to give her a real bona fide get, because he just offered her al atzma. But I say, no, if you give a get without Edison to Moldova, there's shumdaba, nothing happens. So Abchayim is making an assumption over here. Abchayim assumes if the husband is a son and he gives a get without Edison to Moldova, nothing is nothing. It doesn't get up to God. It's not called the get possible, there ain't a thing. And she, even if the husband is a son, she's not there. So Abchayim is bothered with this Rambam. Why does he thinks the Rambam disagrees with the material, so the Rambam says, Follows by another, but Chalitos of Sula. And he doesn't say that to the Mukhiyos. It's only Chalitos of Sula if you're lacking a dozen, or if you're lacking two Eidim, then it's only a clump. That's the Mukhiyos. Ram doesn't say that. So from the Ramam, it would appear, even if you wanted to have Edison team above, although it's still Chalitos of Sula, so Abchaim Sa'ar would have said, okay, Chalitos of Sula. You could have been, you need Edison team above, like by a get. If you give a get to Tari, it's also a Rechazet. But Chaim assumes not. It must be that the Rambam disagrees with the Mekiyosef on the level of the Raisa. The Rambam thinks that by Chalitza there is no halacha at all of Eidus Lukim Abel. Why not? So Chaim puts two things together and says, it must be that the Rambam holds like the Mishnah. However, it's that Yibim does need Eidus Lukim Abel because Yibim is kind of even Balkocha. You know, he does. The whole purpose of Eidus Lukim Abel is to elevate the level of Das to a higher level. And the Rambam thinks the same is true by Chalitza. Ay Chalitza Bal Kocha is no good. Unless Chalitza is only good, as she's Kavan Hu with this Kavan Hi. You have to have both the Yodam and Yivam should have Kavanah, that by the Chalitza she becomes Mutarish and Yinosu Lashuk. But Chaim says here, yes, that's Kavanah. Kavanah is not the same as Das. And since you don't even need Das, Rav Chaim brings a lot of riots and Hilchas Chalitza that that's the case, but Chalitza doesn't need Das, and if it doesn't need Das, it certainly doesn't need the higher level of the Das. Deep in the condition requires Das with a higher level of Das. And for that, the Rambam requires Eidus Lukim Adova. But Yibam doesn't require Das at all in Bar Kocha. So Yibam, the Rambam would think that you don't need Eidus Lukim Adova. That's what Chaim is assuming. That the Rambam holds like the Mishnah Melech's vote, which the Binyan Fion has rejected two times, as Duron Paschal again. But Chaim says that according to the Rambam, even Chalitza, that has to have Achi is Kavanu, Achi is Kavanu, both the other man, you want to have to have Kavona. That's Kavona you need, but Das you don't need. You certainly don't need the higher level of Das. So therefore there's no need for Eidus Lukim Adova by Chalitza. That's the famous Rav Chaim. That's Rav Chaim. So Rav Chaim claims that that's the Shita for Rav. Rav Chaim is not saying we pass on as far as Rav Chaim. The Din Yom Shin says in Shulchan Aruch, it says we pass on that Yibam does need Eidus Lukim Adova. So goodbye Rav Chaim. Rav Chaim was not eating by the children. Rav Chaim agreed, he said the Rambam knows all this. And then Big Yom Shin says, we don't pass me like you. Whatever the Rambam says, he says that he doesn't think we pass me like that shit. It's not a machlokes between the Big Yom Shin and the Rav Chaim. The Yom Shin is saying a lot of advice. Rav Chaim is claiming as a research, you know, the Rav Yishonim know about that. The Rav Yishonim would think that Yibam doesn't need a Eidus Lukim Adova. The Rav Yishonim would think that Chalitza doesn't need a Eidus Lukim Adova. So that's what Rav Yishonim was found of pointing out. That both the Rambam and the Ravid hold from this thought. The Ravid requires Eidus Lukim Adova by Siddur. Eidus Lukim Adova by Siddur. Hagemara, that's how he read the Gemara. King in this nation nights. King in Siddur might be. Where does it come from? Where did the Gemara get it from? The Gemara got it from the Pasuk. It says in the Gemara first. Results have to Uda be Yisrael. I was going to ask more about results. The family says, so once it says results have to Uda be Yisrael, so the Ibn Ezra says results have to Uda. The word Uda comes from the word Aid. I was going to even her Aid. So the writer understood it. That's what it says in the passage, that you require Aidus Lukim above by Siddur. It's not talking about the other kind of Khalifa, of Shavu B'Shavu, that he writes and shoot them in Quebec and drop men in his court. Otherwise, you don't need Eidus Lukim Adova. That's a regular Kenyan, normal Kenyan. But if this Kenyan Siddur, Zos HaTudu B'Yisrael, as then you don't hate him. So the Ravid says that you require Eidus Lukim Adova by Chalipin. Obviously, he thinks that it requires a higher level of Das. And the Rambam also says that a Kot Meshigil, or his Apitos, can make Kenyanim to sell Metafor and for others, every Kenyan except for Shtar, or so I don't make a Shtar to sell the power from anyway. Sparrow wants to sell karka. I mean, he grew along with Apophis, can't sell karka. That line in the Rambam is irrelevant. The Rambam says the cotton, that's only his proof. He said this is given, this is well known, the cotton cannot sell with a shtar. Of course he can sell kaka. And shtar doesn't work on the talcum, the Gemara says. The first shtar doesn't work. But the Rambam is giving a different head. He says shtar doesn't work by cotton because he's allowed by das. And the Rabbanim, they didn't declare that we're going to consider cotton by das. They're going to say that the kinyana worked without das. Whereas Menatol, the kinyanim required das as a prerequisite. The Rabbanan, using the principle of Hefti Beznef, they say that the Kinyan is a rep without das. But the Chalitim Yikir, the Rambam says, by Chalitim Mishtar, you can't make such a statement, the Kinyan is going to work without das. The Kinyan only consists of das. The whole Kinyan consists of the das. There's a das alimto, and therefore you don't need any mice in Kinyan. So that was a part of our tradition. On and on and on, more to say about the Talmud. This was the highlight of that shiur. He's very fond of this year. So he showed up at least every 2 years. Whatever the shift we were like, it always came up. Yeah. That's the second half of this Tesis. That's the Tesis on the top of on the base, love on the base. What's the topic that Tesis deals with in this? The big factor of Tesis on the Aleph? Different topic. Basis postulates a plow, and they keep on bringing riots and riots and riots to prove that this is the truth. The Mechira Eilat Tzvicha Kinyan. They say you owe me $1,000. And then I say, I'm worth the money. So you don't have to pay me back the money. They say, thank you very much. You don't pay the money back. Then a week later, a year later, we get into a fight. And I say, no more friends, I want back the money. So they say, what do you mean you want back the money? You were worth it. So I say, yeah, I was worth it then, and now I want the money. So you can't do that. Once you know, you can't claim that you want the money later on. The Tesis says maybe it's not true. Maybe Mechila Tzvicha Kinyan. Maybe the Mechila only takes effect if he gives me a handkerchief. The Lord gives me a handkerchief and I say by my accepting the handkerchief, I free you of the payment of the debt. Maybe if he didn't make a Kinyan, maybe the Mechila is not banished. Maybe the Mechila doesn't take effect. The Tesis says not true. Mechila only Tzvicha Kinyan. How do they know that that's true? How do they know that that is the case? So they bring a whole bunch of riots, and obviously they're not so convinced by the riots themselves. Well, you're going to have to bring so many riots. So one riot person brings the Nira Rabi riot, that 10th line into the Tesis. The Nira Rabi riot, the Nechila, and the Tzvicha Kinyan. The Rabi Amatel Kamakabos, where it says, Bamatir Daf Kufi Beis Amin Allah, the Isham. There's a Tesis on the Daf and Bar Mitzvah that discusses that Gemara. It's about to look at the same thing later in the Tesis. Bar Kama Daf Lama Yom Beis Vishav. And that Daf and Bar Kama, there's a Tesis that talks about the time. The people are not putting out the research books. They just, every time Tesis says Vishav, so they just quote what it says over there. And the Tesis over here quotes another Gemara, then it says Vishav. So they quote the Tesis over there. And then they look up and everything's a Tesis Shant, and everything's a Tesis Arosh. Whenever there's a Tesis took, or some other Tesis, or Shittim Kepesis, both in other Tesis, so we put out Nikuti HaTesis. Very helpful. Nikuti HaTesis and a few Mesiftis. So if you learn a Mesiftis is just a skinny little Tesis, and maybe there's no Tesis at all on your daf, then maybe 10 Tesis in another Mesiftis, and you really need, sometimes you talk and need all 10, sometimes the juries repeat the same thing, and you really didn't need more than one. So one Tesis says the whole button. Sometimes each Tesis adds a little bit more. Another Raya, another Kasha, another shade of an interpretation. So that's for research. Every time it goes to Shabbat, you look it up and you look at all the related Tesis in there, you have one spot. That's fine of research. It's worth spending a few dollars to buy such a book. It helps you understand the Gemara here that you're learning. So Tesis says, there is a life in bed with you. That work, there is a good of, if you have an employee who works for you, so you have to pay him the money. What does it mean? Let's say the seller works for me by young. So I have the whole night left to pay him. And if I don't pay him all night long, unless he agrees, or unless he's Mavato, unless he says he'll accept payment once every 2 weeks, or once a month, or once every week, whatever. If they make a different agreement, it's fine. But if they never agree one way or the other, then the Torah has a deal. The seller for us suffer with God. Both you have to pay right away. So what if they made an agreement? What if the worker need the money for? what about Putin later? If I say, I have an account in this department store. They sell food, they sell clothing, they sell books, they sell some whatever furniture, they sell whatever you need, they sell. So go, and you, I owe you whatever, $1,000 a week, $2,000 a week. So go to the store, and you can rack up a bill, anything up until $2,000. They have it written down there. If that's $2,000, they're not going to let you check out from the counter. Up until $2,000, fine. So then there's no din of Losachah B'Shamah. There's not Losachah is by Korban. There's no din of Losachah for Losachah. It's Chavek. I'm not in violation of anything. The guy agreed to it. The guy agreed to the deal. So the Gemara has a discussion. That's like we have denied. Let's say you get a job in a company, and the company says, payday is on Thursday, or payday is on Monday, whatever. We send out the checks every 2 weeks. We send a check at the end of every month. But you agreed to that from the beginning, so you're not subject. So the boss is not subject to the prohibition of Halana's Kalsona. So the Gemara has an Achlekes HaNarayim, what if the worker originally agreed to this deal that he's going to buy all of his merchandise in the store and rack up a bill every week up until $2,000? Then he finds out that this store is too expensive. He'd rather have his money and buy it in a different store. That better policies, better merchandise, whatever. So if he backs out from the deal, so is he by the boss, and then the worker says, and I want the money today. I want you to pay me the money today. Originally he agreed to the deal, and now he changes his mind. So is the boss in violation of, and the boss doesn't have any cash left there. Oh. The boss doesn't have any cash, and then there's not enough son of a sucker. The only time it's a violation if he has the cash and he doesn't give it. I will have to shop in it. It's not in the way to go borrow money. That's why the boss has the cash. He has loaded this. The pockets are loaded with money. And the worker says, I back out from the deal, I don't like this story, and I want you to pay me the money today. The boss says, no, you agree to the deal, and he's not going to, they're going to fight until one's going to give in to the other. Okay. But they're not going to finish the story today. So the shayla is the employer in violation of La Solom Pola Sachir or not? If Ligi has an abshesha sama in a fazer alov, Rabbi Omar, fazer alov, can he back out, can he not back out? So Tosis claims, mashma, he said, would appear from the Gemara, the below Kenyan Ari. Probably the discussion is that they never made a Kenyan in advance, because if they made a Kenyan, for my time in Amram HaFezer, why should there be a Machloika? And if they didn't make a Kenyan, they have Mechila and a Tzuch a Kenyan, so why is there a Machloika? Mechila and a Tzuch a Kenyan. The answer is that maybe he never was for the Mechel. So the same thing, even if he made a Kenyan, maybe he was never for the Mechel. So it's not such a hot riot. The stunner. So she says, the mashma, the boy, yeah, the Tashim Shad, like, Vayelach Yanke, how do you know you have to wear Yanke? Vayelach Yanke, what do you think about without Yanke? So the person says, the son of Tashim Shad, you didn't make a Kenyan. How do you know you make a Kenyan? You didn't make a Kenyan. No, if you made a Kenyan, so there's no room to argue. Why is no room to argue? And if the Mechila had a Tzachikin, why is there room to argue? Maybe he, it's not a Mechila Gmur, even with a Kenyan, not a Mechila Gmur. That's not such a hot riot. Then Taisha says, Ksibi Daf Kuf Dalet also for a Shvach Hawaii. So it says, Ksibi Daf Kuf Dalet, if the husband died, and the wife is entitled to collect the Ksibi. So she waits for over 25 years, and she never collected the Ksibi. So the Mishnah says, Shefa, Chaz Yishan Mila Tata Ksibasa, Yistana Machla. Taisha says, if the no premium, Iri, and it would appear, It would appear that it's spoken without a Kenyan. Right? If it's with a Kenyan, so what do you mean 25 years from? I mean, make a Kenyan with whom? With the Yisrael. Make a Kenyan with the Yisrael. So Tosafot doesn't say because that's the Pashtus and the Mishnah. They say, as it says, the famous from the story in the Gemara. That Rakhir, Shviger, whatever, didn't collect the Ksibah for 25 years, and then they didn't pay Elena. So why is it more mashma than Mashiach doesn't understand? Why is it more mashma than the story in the Gemara than the Mishnah? Mishnah is also mashma without a Kenyan. That means maybe the Mishnah doesn't say the Ferish, maybe the Mishnah is with the Kenyan. So why is the story different? The story may also be with the Kenyan. So the simple reading of all the Gemaras appears like that without a Kenyan. But it doesn't, it's not really explicit, not in Bava Metzia Bar Kushi days, and not in Shubas Bar Kush Balut. Not such hot riot. the last line of Tosfos talks in Bava about Kuf Kav Vav. The last line of Tosfos. The dinner is at the Pchor, Nin dies and he has three sons. And one is a Pchor and the other two are Pshutim. So, you don't divide Yerush into three parts, you divide into four parts, and the Pchor gets two shares. A man dies and he leaves ten sons. And one is a Pchor and the nine are Pshutim. So you don't divide it into ten shares, you divide it into 11 shares. Pchor is entitled to 2/11. And then the many sons there are, getting Yerush, so the Pchor is considered Pishna and this is the two children. And that's how they're dividing. The man had 10 sons, and you divide them in 11 parts, and he takes 2 of them. What if they're dividing? He knows he's a Pchor. He was always the first one. He knows a Pchor. He knows Pchor. And then when they're dividing, they divide in 10 shares, and he takes his 1 share, and he walks away. And then tomorrow he comes back and he says, hey, you've got to divide differently. I'm supposed to get 2 elevenths. I'm not supposed to get 1/10. I'm supposed to get 2 shares, 2 elevenths. So the Gemara has enough places. Pchor shenot achel kipashur. Did he say Dieter? Or did he say no Dieter? Is it a good Mechila or not? So Tosfos says, that's not a good rhyme. Why not a good rhyme? And that Gemara, Ela Dakan Nami Klau. Absolutely no rhyme about the Lala. No, why not? I thought that was a good rhyme. Why not a good rhyme? So, hey, Tosfos didn't quite arrive. There's a Machlokes there. You gotta understand what's the Machlokes here. So Tosfos thinks that's not a rhyme. So what is a raya? The famous raya is from Kiddushin, Daf Tezayin. In Kiddushin, Daf Tezayin, you have a series on Nishnayim. It says, Risha Niknas, the Torah starts Risha Niknas, how do you get married? Then it says, Kaino Satsma, how does she free herself from the marriage? Then it says, Yibam is Niknas, the Yibam. How does she free herself? She needs, if he wouldn't have done the Yibam, she could get free with Khalifa. And once he did Yibam, so the only way to free her from the marriage is by a get. Then it says, what about buying another Knaili? What about buying another Libri? What about buying Karpa? What about buying the Talpalim? So it has a list at the start of Risha Niknas. How do you make a Kenyan for Kiddushin? And how do you make a Kenyan to undo the Kiddushin? So it gives the Kenyan to Karpa and the Talpalim of the Libri of 90 Shekels. It has a Kenyan Agav. If he's selling Karpa with the Talpalim together, with the Kenyan Agav. So then the Mishnah says there in Ebedevi, Kone Satsma Bishtar. If you want to feel you, how do you buy an Ebedevi? Shem tells you. How does a person sell himself in an Ebedevi? What skin you want to work? So it says in the Mishnah. Then the Gemara says, how do you feel you Ebedevi? Kone Satsma Bishtar. So the Gemara says, Takashe, Shtar, I don't know the... Why did the Ebedevi need a Shtar? Let the Odom be Mechel, the Ebedevi. Tell me a Shibur that he has to work for 6 years and he goes to the Sheish. At the end of the 6 years he goes free. So let's say the Abedibri that he worked for 3 years, for 4 years, and the Abedibri says, okay, that's it. I had enough service. I'll let you go free. Goodbye and good luck. Then next week, the Abedibri is going to change his mind. He says, I'm angry now. I want you to come back and work for me. So the Abedibri says, no, you're already free. So the Mishnah says that when he becomes a Satsang, the Shtafa doesn't understand, what do we need a Shtafa for? Lamele Bapi Trezor, let the Odom say in the presence of two witnesses, Bapi Trezor. He's not going to say in the presence of two witnesses, the Odom probably denied later on. I'll say I'll never feel it. But let him say in the presence of two witnesses, Zil, goodbye and good luck, I'm a Vatar, I'm all for your services. And then there won't be any need for a Shtar. That was the Gemara's Kasha. So Tosfos said, below Kenyan are we? The Gemara must be talking below Kenyan. You see that Mechila in it, you're a Kenyan. The Gemara's Havam in the world that your relationship with the Ovid Ivri is one of Shibibim. When a person sells himself as an Ovid Ivri, there is no such thing as selling himself. Another Kenani Ayar and Kishor about Hamori. When a person sells himself as Machi, sells himself as an Ebekmani, I own him. He's Shoah Bahamari, he's my property. So he can't be Merchel on the B.N. I can't say, I'm Merchel by jacket to you. There's no Mechila on the B.N. But if you owe me money, then you can be Merchel, I can be Merchel on Shibudim, on Tchusim, I can be Merchel. So the Gemara understood in the Havmina that there's a major difference between an Ebekmani as opposed to an Ebekmani. Ebekmani is in the B.N. I own the group of every Knaini, Kishore Bar Amari. So Mechila doesn't work on another Knaini. But Mechila should have worked on an Ebedivri because it's only, the Ebedivri didn't really sell himself, I don't own him. He owes me services till the end of the 6 years. So those services can be, can't לעשות קיום מחילה. So the same time we have been married that the mechila is a tzrich a kinyan. So the Gemara answers, and the Bibi Gufa Khan, oh my Rabbi, that's a nice thing. The fact that the halacha required, the braisa, requires a shtar shikr for an every knaini, is because of the Bibi Gufa Khan. Just like an every knaini is Gufa Khan, I own a BN, and there's no mechila on a BN, so for the Bibi Gufa Khan, I own a BN. I think Mara says in the end of the Bible, see, I believe in that Gufa Khan, but it doesn't mean it's not... It is good for fun, but it's not good for fun to the same extent as the Nebuchadnezzar, that's what it means. Nebuchadnezzar is much more good for fun than the Nebuchadnezzar. I mean, Nebuchadnezzar is only good for fun until the end of Sheish. It's not good for fun until the end of Sheish. But Tyson says the simple reading of that Gemara is that Mechila only works on Shibudim, on Skusim, and it doesn't work out of the end. The Gemara now, I thought the Nebuchadnezzar is only Shibudim, the Nebuchadnezzar is Meshubit once he makes his agreement to serve as an Nebuchadnezzar. So we should have to serve for 6 years, and then Mario says, no, it's not Shibudim at all. It's good for Omar Rav, it's also married, it's not good for Conroy, it's a B'yan and there's no Mechila on the end. So the first of Shat the Gemara is that Mechila ain't a Tzvich a Kinyan. That's our basis for you. In that Gemara, there's a famous Ramban. Kedai to not, really not too relevant to the famous Ramban. When the Gemara answers that, Dosa Meri said that the Gufa Kona, why does the Mechila not work on the Nebe Dibi? How come there's no Mechila? So the simple pshat in the Gemara is that every Gufa Kona, the Gemara now has a meaning when they ask the Kasha, maybe like Bapa Tresil, the Gemara thought that it's only in Shigudim, that the Nebe is Meshubit to work till the end of the church. Now in the answer, Rabbi answers, no, it's not married. The price that requires Shtar Shichur is because I own him Dekal Aperis. I don't own him like an Ebit 90, but a young boy, not to show him that I'm married. I own him Dekal Aperis. I own the Ebit Ibi with respect to the fact that he has to work for me for the next 6 years. I own him with respect to other things. I only own him with, like a Dekal Aperis. I own him with respect to the fact that he has to work for me for the first 6 years. So that's how Tosfos seems to learn the answer. The Ramban is quoted by the Mitzvot. The Ramban. The Rishonim quotes this Ramban there. The Ramban there, Kiddush and Avtei Zayin, understood the Gemara's answer differently. The Gemara even in the Hava, meaning the, perhaps that there is a Kinyan Mamri, and an Evidenti, and they still thought there should be Mechila. They can still be Mechila. Right, there's never Mechila at the end. So finally they thought, no, there's no Mechila at the end. I said, I'm Mechila my jacket to you. How can I Mechila my jacket? It's not Tachas Yotcha. Mechila worked on a choy that you didn't pay me because Tachas Yotcha. That's the definition of Mechila. I can't be Mechila at the end. But what if you have my jacket? What if you're Muchzik in the jacket you're holding onto it? Rabbi Dubi is Muchzik in himself. So the Gemara thought in the question, Leimolei Ba'afet Reizil, even if you should assume in the Havamina that Rabbi Dubi is Gufa Konev, is a Kenyan moment, the Gemara thought that the Mechila should work even on a B'yad if it's Tachas Yod Shal Hasheni. So then the Gemara answers, Rabbi Dubi Gufa Konev, no, the story is worse than that. Not only is there a Kenyan moment, there's also a Kenyan Issa. There's also a Kenyan Issa. And on Kenyan Issa, Mechila doesn't work. Mechila only works in the area of the Imam, it's in Choshe Mishpah. The Mechila doesn't work on the Kinyan Issa. That's how the Ramban wrote the Gemara. Zos Amoris, I believe, in Gufa Konra, he says, in addition to the Kinyan Moment, there's also a Kinyan Issa. Mechila doesn't work on the Kinyan Issa. Tosis in Yevamos on that final day disagrees with this Ramban, the Kobokov. They say in Eved Ibi there is no Kinyan Issa. There's only a Kinyan Moment. How can it be if it's Mutter B'Shimchat Zayinus? The Tosis stands on that and gives the whole explanation why it's Mutter B'Shimchat Zayinus, despite the fact that there's no Kinyan Issa. You gotta understand what Tosis means, okay? You gotta, but that's the Machlokes, Tosis and Ramban. Tosis held by Eved Ibi, there's no Kinyan Issa. But there is a Kinyan moment. That goof is the machlok is the Havamina Maskana. In Kiddush and Tezan, the Havamina was Lemelei Bapit Trezil, they thought the Chila should apply to Eved Ibi. There's no Bailas to end. There's no ownership to end. There's just Shibudim. And Rav answers, those Meres Eved Ibi goof kind of, no, I own the Eved Ibi. Kedek and the Feris. I have a Kinyan on a Bien and there's no Mechila on a Bien. And the Ramban says, no. There would have been Mechila even on the Bien, apparently. Ramban is not bothered about that. It could be Mechila on the Bien also, if it's Tachas Yod Shalai Mimcha. I can't be Mechila my Gemara to you, it's not Tachas Yodcha.
But if you hold me onto a pikatan, maybe and maybe not. That's a discussion in Shulchan Aruch. But you have a ribbon for sure. The chibur shouldn't work. His mamish looks the kind himself. The only reason why the chibur doesn't work is because of the different kind. There's a kinyan nisur in addition to the kinyan mor. And those who disagree, they said there's no such thing as a kinyan nisur in an eved ibi. Only in an eved knayi is there a kinyan nisur. And maybe there is no kinyan nisur. Okay, maybe tomorrow we'll continue to discuss the rayas in the Torah. Then we'll discuss why does Mechila not need a king? How does it work that Mechila should need a king? The disciple has an essay on that.